Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I thought it was going to start, but let's see what happened here. Let me hope it. Here we go. This is the first time to be live with us. There we go.
For God's love never fails. God's love never fails. God's love never fails for me. God's love never fails. God's love never fails.
Reverend Rob Tavish with my sidekick here, my co-host, Liba, Sister Liba of Punjab in Pakistan. Say hello, Sister Liba.
Hello, thanks everyone. I am Sister Liba from Pakistan. I am very happy to share the word of God with you all this morning, this evening, this afternoon time.
Yes, wherever you are. Is that right, Sister
Yes.
Liba? So you could be in China, Japan, Australia, India, here in Pakistan. It's a little after 6 in the evening now. I know in India, I think it's about 6:30, but God's love never fails.
Amen.
And that's a theme for our mission trips. Pastor Jabran and I, my wonderful man of God and husband, we share the word of God. If you would like to contact us, go to our website. It's there on the screen if you have us on live there at Facebook or the radio. And it is the Family Church of Jesus Christ.com. And you can contact us there. Contact us through Facebook or the radio. But it is a great honor to share the word of God. We have had an awesome time this week. We were in Sahiwal, in Pakistan, and we went to many villages, and we shared the word of God to wonderful people. Three people yesterday committed their life unto Jesus Christ, and that just blessed us so much. But we're just awesome. We're just rather awesome to just be a part of God's plan. And sister, what are we sharing today?
Yes, today we are, our topic of the message is today, God our heart. Like how we can guard our heart and how we can get close to God. Amen?
Amen. So guard your heart. Now I'm going to read in English. I'm going to have Sister Liba read in Urdu or Punjab. I don't know which it
Urdu.
Is. Urdu. So we're going to go to Proverbs. Chapter 4. It's one of my favorite books. Thank you so much for joining us. I see you live there. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23. And I think, Sister Laura, I'm going to read clear down to 27. So 23, 24, 25, 26, and 27. So get comfortable, get your coffee or whatever, like I always have. Mrs. Robin always has her coffee. And you get something to drink. Get your Bible, get your pen, paper, and your heart, and listen.
Hallelujah.
So it's Proverbs chapter 4. And first, forgive me. Let's open in prayer. Amen.
Amen. All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you today, this morning, this evening, this afternoon time. Thank you, Father God, for putting us together for this tomorrow connection. So we share the goodness to all your us, Lord.
Yes.
When we are going to speak with your peoples, Lord, we are not speak. Your Holy Spirit speak in us, Lord.
Yes.
And this message brings 100% fruit in their lives, Lord. Today they get a heart, Lord.
Yes.
And they know how to guard our hearts, Lord. So please bless each one right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, you are mighty Jehovah God forever, Lord. So please with that all. I ask in your son's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, I see some people is on live. Sister, hello, pastors. Love to see you come on, and God bless you there. If you're in Pakistan or India, wherever you may be, thank you for joining us. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Yeah, so we're in Proverbs chapter 4, and we're starting in verse 23.
Yes.
Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a forward out and perverse lips far from you. Let your eyes look right on, straight ahead. Keep looking straight ahead and your eyelids straight forward. Ponder the paths of your feet. Think about what you're doing, where you're going. And let all your ways be established by the Lord God. The last verse, turn not to the right, to the left, or let your foot be removed into evil.
Amen.
Keep yourself straight. Keep your heart. Guard your heart. And we're going to talk about how to do that. Sister, would you read?
Read in our Urdu language. Imsal ki kitab, char bab, uski 23 sayd se 27 sayd tak. Khudavand ke paas kalam mein likha hai, apne dil ki khoob hifazat kar, kyunki zindagi ka sachcha wahi hai. गज मुंह से तुझे अलग रहें, दरोगा गलत तुझसे दूर हों, तेरी आंखें सामने ही नजर करें और तेरी पलकें सीधी रहें। अपने पांव के रास्तों को हमवार बना और तेरी सब राहें कायम रहें। न दाहिने मुड़ना न बाएं और अपने पांव को बदी से टाल ले। दावन के पाक कलाम के पढ़े और सुने जाने पर उसकी बरकत हो। आमीन।
आमीन। सो थैंक यू सिस्टर Liba, so we're going to tear this down, okay? So keep your heart. Guard your heart. Watch over it. And how do we do that, Sister Liba?
When we spend our time with Lord, when we guard our heart. Because, you know, if we don't know Lord, if we don't spend time with Him, how we can know? If I don't spend time with you, how I can know
how you?
You
know me.
So this is the same with God. When we spend our time with God,
Hallelujah.
When we read His word, when we pray. Because means talk to God and just not talk to Him, always be in presence and always see Him. He also wants to talk to you.
Yes, listen.
Amen.
You know, no talking.
Yes.
And we have to be quiet and listen, right, sister?
Amen. Praise God.
And that is the heart. It's the inner person. It's not that that precious organ that God gave us. The inner man is your heart. King Solomon is talking about here in Proverbs, the wise man. I think it's pretty good to listen to a wise man, don't you think?
Yes, praise God. This is very good.
And so your heart is your will, your thinking, your thoughts, your understandings, your emotions. That's why he said guard
your heart.
Let the Lord cover you with his love. That's love.
Never fails, God's love never fails, God's love never fails for me, for you.
Yes, amen. And so We're going to turn to my favorite verse, if you know the Apostle Reverend Robin Tavish. It is Proverbs 3:5-6, and I know it by heart. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. We're talking about guarding your heart. Mm-hmm. And my favorite scripture is Proverbs 3:5-6. Sister, I'm going to say it in English. You say it in Urdu.
Okay.
Trust in the Lord. That means to guard, to believe, to depend on. Trust in the Lord with all. With some of your heart?
No, with all. With all your heart.
Oh, all your heart. And lean not to your own understanding, your own thinking, your own thoughts, but acknowledge Him, our wonderful Abba Father God, Jesus. Acknowledge Him in all your ways, going to the market, going to the stores, going shopping, going to church, going to work, wherever you're going. If you're in the United States, you know, it gets very busy and hectic and time consuming. Give everything to God.
Hallelujah.
All of your ways. And He might direct your path.
He will
take your paths and direct each and every step if you let the awesome God help you. Read it in Urdu, sister.
Yes. Imsal ki kitab, 3 baab, uske 5 aur 6 ayat. Khudaon ke kalam mein yu likha hai. Sare dil se khudaon par tawakkal kar aur apne fahm par takiya na kar. Apni sabrahon mein usko pehchan aur woh teri rehnumai karega. Amen.
Amen. Sister Ivan and I were looking things today. Have you ever thought about the sun? We're talking about the solar system.
Yes.
All the planets, including the moon and the sun, go around. That's why when the sun sets, you don't see it anymore, but it comes over from Pakistan. It goes around the world to the United States. It gives us daylight, and the moon comes up and shows you the night light.
Yes.
And then the rest of the solar system is going around the stars and everything. I was telling Liba that even the stars, the Venus, the Jupiter, all of those stars are like 100 times bigger than the earth. And
yes.
God made it so when the star falls that it explodes, so it doesn't blow up the earth, and then just a huge piece will land on the earth. And we were looking at the sun, how big that sun is. It says that just the height of the sun is 14 earths stacked together. And it never goes out. It has tornadoes in it, big fire tornadoes, higher than the earth. And it gives just light. God spoke and said, "Sun, be light." God can do anything.
Amen. With God, all things are possible.
I think He can guard my little heart.
Yes, He can also guard my heart. Even today, He also guard your heart. But spend time with Lord.
Yes. And, you know, a lot of people say, "Oh, I don't have time to do that." You preachers, time to do that.
Mm.
You have time.
Yeah.
How do they have time? Tell us.
When they get more interested in God, and it's not think that you just come in the room and then say, "Oh, I need a certain some time." No, everywhere you are, in your job, in your rooms, wherever you are, you can spend time. Like now I am in room, I'm just talk to her, talk with Sister Robin. So the same situation with God, whenever you are, always talk to God. "Oh God, here I am, talk to me, God to my heart."
That's why the Holy Spirit lives within
you.
God said in Romans 5:5, He said that His love is shed abroad in your heart. So that's how you let God guard your heart. I know, Liba, that people say things. We all have said things that we wish we didn't say, and it hurts. But guard your heart. Just let it go. Forgive people.
Yes.
And let God love heal you.
Amen.
Have you been hurt?
Yes, I hurt many times, but I always forgive others because, you know, Jesus always told us, if you want forgiveness, always forgive others because God's love never fails. Amen?
Amen. So we're going to read John 14, verse 1. It's a familiar scripture to many Christians, but do you really, really listen to what our Lord Jesus said? He said, this is our precious Yeshua. Jesus, the Christ, the Lord, the Savior, the Provider, our Shepherd, talking to you. Let not your heart be troubled. He said, don't let it. Guard it. Believe in Jesus. If you believe in God, believe in me. Let not he command you. Our Lord said, let it not be troubled. Think about his love. Don't be selfish. Did you know, Sister Liba, that depression and suicide and selfishness and pride just boil down to your feelings and your pride instead of letting God's love shine through your life? When people try to commit suicide, they're not thinking about the people that really do love them. Do you realize how bad? I feel like we're talking to some people right now that you're thinking about taking your life. Don't. Turn to Jesus. Call upon Jesus.
Amen.
Don't be selfish and full of pride. That's what suicide is. That you don't care about others, only yourself to end it. Don't. God has great plans
for
you.
Amen.
What we learn in Jeremiah 29:11, that he said, God said, I know the thoughts I have for you.
Yes, praise God.
Says the Lord. Thoughts of what?
Thoughts of peace, not of evil.
Yes, thoughts of peace and not evil. Guard your heart.
Amen.
I'm speaking to many right now, Liba, can you tell?
Yes.
Yes, heart. Yes, Pastor.
Yes.
Guard your heart. Read in Urdu, John 14, 1.
Yes. It says, Tumhara dil na ghabraye, tum khuda par iman rakhte ho, mujh par bhi iman rakho. Amen.
Amen. And, you know, people say, I always add in my sermons, they always say, oh, Sister Robin, you don't understand. You don't live in Pakistan. You don't live in India, or you don't live in China, or you don't live in Japan, but you live in a power country, United States. You know what? We are one nation under God.
Amen.
We're here to help every country. We help our enemies. We bless our enemies. That's why we prosper. But it doesn't matter where you live, does it?
Yes. No, it doesn't matter where you live. God is the same here.
Yes. Hebrews 13, Jesus Christ the same yesterday,
today, and forever.
But sometimes?
No, all the time.
All the time. Jesus, that's all you have to say is the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Say his name right now.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. He is here for you. Let his joy. It says that the joy of the Lord
is my strength.
Nehemiah 8:10. It says the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Amen.
So you feel weak? The fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit never runs out. There's constant fruit.
Yes.
You know, we're blessed with a bunch of fruit today. What was that, kiwi?
Yes.
And
kiwi.
Oranges and strawberries and grapes. Oh, so good. But, you know, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, goodness, gentleness, meekness, temperance, faith, long-suffering. God's love fruit is in your heart. It'll never run low.
Yes.
Never. And so if you need that joy, which is the strength from God, The joy of the Lord is your strength.
Amen.
Just start laughing.
Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen.
I have laughed and laughed and laughed the past few weeks. I mean, almost pass out, you know, but it makes you feel so good. And I was just a brother, but also in the physical realm, we have what's called endorphins. And those are chemicals, if I can call that, that are released when you allow joy and happiness to come, and it overflows your body. Yes. A merry heart, Solomon said in Proverbs, does good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bones. Hurt so bad, and they're miserable, and they're mean, and hatred overtaken their life. Share the merry heart, the joy of the Lord. You know, because who wants to be around a so-called Christian that says, yeah, praise God, sister, I'm saved by the grace of God. Really? The joy of the Lord. Hallelujah, yeah, Jesus has saved me. Hallelujah. I have eternal life.
Hallelujah.
Would you want to be around someone like that?
Yes.
Like, hi, Sister Liba. God is so good. Really?
Say, yes, God is good all the time.
Time to mourn and grieve. You know, and when someone has died in your family or lost a loved one. But it says in Isaiah 53 that Jesus bore all of our grief, all of our sorrow, all of our pain and distress, even those that are bruised. That's talking about abused people. There are millions of people in our world today, Liba, that are being beat by their husbands, being beat by their wives, even the children are being beat. It's just, it's so evil. God wants you to guard your heart, turn to Him, and trust in Him.
Heart. Amen.
What do you have to say about all this, sister?
Yes, I just want to say, everyone, just it's time for you today. When you think, oh, I'm too young, it's not my time, or you think, when I get very old, then I accept Jesus Christ in my heart. But this is day for you, because we never know what's going on in the coming days. So it is the voice of God that you're hearing today. Just guard your heart. Accept Jesus Christ in life. Because today is giving you a chance to accept Him in your life, so you shall you always be a prosper, and always say the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen.
Yes, amen. I want to share one last scripture here, and we're gonna kind of just worship in the Lord and say goodbye. We got a few minutes left, but it's Philippians chapter 4, and it is verse 7. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. Now listen, it says, and the peace of God, which passes all this understanding, all this world, this peace can't give you this world can't give you peace.
Yes.
Just God. And it says, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Read it, sister.
Yes. तो खुदा का इत्मीनान जो समझ से बिल्कुल बाहर है तुम्हारे दिलों और ख्यालों को यीशु में महफूज रखेगा. Amen.
So, just tell me about that scripture.
Yes, so this is the peace from the Lord. And you know, if you have peace in your heart today, if you are hurt by someone, if you are living very bad life, just give your heart today to God and say, oh God, please guard my heart. You are my heart. You are my provider. You are my Adonai, Jehovah. So accept Jesus Christ in your heart today, and He will give you eternal peace.
Yeah.
And then you, and in your life, then you are no more sick, no more sad. Always say, praise the Lord. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen.
Amen. And if you're addicted to drugs and alcohol because you're trying to find peace, God is the great deliverer.
Yes.
We pray to deliverance for you right now.
Yes.
And Sister Liva, we're going to just worship the Lord.
Amen.
And sing our sing song.
Yes.
God's love never fails. God's love never fails. God's love never fails for me. For God's love never fails. God's love never fails. God's love never fails for me. And I will worship you. I will worship you. I will worship you.
Because he hearts your heart. He loves you so much. He loves you so much. He wants to give you eternal peace today. So just accept Jesus Christ in your heart.
Think about it. It's forever.
Forever.
It's not just
for
a little
today.
Bit. Yeah. It's not like this piece of grape that I got right here. You know, and I eat it and it's gone.
It's eternal.
Eternal peace.
Eternal peace.
Of him.
Amen.
In John 15, it says about me, Jesus talking. Well, it's time, Sister Liva. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
We love you. Have a blessed week. And until next time, God's love never fails.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
God's love.